Welcome to Straight Talk with Carly Lissa Thorne. And today I have with me Jean McDonald. And she is excellent at networking and connecting people. We're going to be talking about all sorts of wonderful things, about a new book that she just launched and a radio show that she's going to be starting. So welcome, Jean.
Thanks, Carly.
So the first thing I'd love to ask you, because I'd love the audience to get to know you a little better, is what actually got you started in what you do? In other words, what field you specialize in that you are just really jazzed about, and how did you get from where you were to where you are now?
Well, I started in the insurance business, making the coffee, cleaning the toilet, and then owning an insurance agency by the time I was 35. I retired from that business, and then I got involved with Mary Kay Cosmetics, which was the best company to teach communication and leadership. This led me to being involved with Toastmasters, where I realized my passion was in helping people with connections and finding the fortune in the follow-up.
So I noticed, I actually love your website because you have two of them, and I love the titles because it's outconnecting.com and the other one's networkconnectsucceed.com. And to me, the networking and the connecting is what leads to success. So what actually inspired you actually to get those domains? To me, when people write a book, there's always like a story behind the title. So I love the actual domains you chose. So what was the inspiration behind picking those domains?
I enjoy so much helping people find solutions, helping them find other people, teaching how to connect. And it helps me to help them succeed. Networking to me is so much more than meeting for a cup of coffee. It is really understanding what people want, where they want to be, how they are challenged, and how I can dig into my connections and help them find solutions.
So I know you've written a series of books that have been specifically about business. One of my favorite terms that I love to teach about is conscious business collaborations. And since I know you're about connecting and bringing people together, I'd love to actually hear from you. What is your definition of conscious business collaborations? What does that mean to you?
To me, it's connecting the dots. It's keeping it simple, finding simple solutions to really, I want to say seeing how people tick. In other words, if I'm meeting you for the first time and having a cup of coffee with you, I would really love to know more about you, who you are, you know, what you like to do outside of business. Maybe with those things that I learn, I can really help you find other ways to do business than just meeting Sue down the street. Maybe it's through an organization that I belong to, or maybe it's through a sport that I do. And so I always say meeting once is nice, twice is great, but building those relationships, priceless.
I couldn't agree more. It is so amazing. To me, all networking is relationship building. So I'd actually love for you to share with the audience a little bit about your book series. And what would they get? In other words, what ahas or inspiration would they get from reading the books? Well, and I'd love for you to share, obviously, the titles.
The very first book I wrote was Get Up, Get Dressed, Get Out the Door. Getting back to the basics of business. I think sometimes we get caught up and hung up in so many theories and this and that and what. Okay, let's stop. Let's make a list, and I call it Frank. Friends, relatives, associates, neighbors, and kids. Where do we start? And how do we develop this Frank list? What happens when we get stuck and we get in a slump? How do we look at people different and help them with basic conversations, a good coffee conversation? So the first book is authored with I have three or four other people in it that come from different walks of life. One happens to be my secretary. And part of that, she's been with me for over 12 years, and it is even superheroes need sidekicks. And it talks about the relevance of having someone that can do the mundane things so you can get out on the street and meet those people and make those connections. It talks about being in Toastmasters, because Toastmasters can take your voice to the next level, help you with communication and leadership. Then the second book came about because when I started talking to people, I'd say to them, so tell me what your biggest challenge is in business. So I surveyed almost 1,000 people and found that that biggest challenge was follow-up. Second was time management. And third was organization. So I decided to write this book, add some great stories from other people. One is from a guy who was a New York Yankees pitcher, worked with the Mariners, New York Yankees. Another one's my coach, who was a comedian, and he wrote a story because he dealt with Jeff Foxworthy. And I have a couple other people that really gave some great stories about how they failed or how they had success with follow-up. To go along with it, I give illustrations. I talk about something I've developed called the coffee triangle. And these type of things, along with are you building a bus or a limousine for the ride of your life? That bus being, think about a bus. You get on a bus. And it's like picking up business cards in an event. You pick them up. You don't do anything with them. They sit on your desk. They're in your portfolios, your purses. I'm going to call them, and nothing ever happens. Well, that's like getting on a bus. You get on a bus, and people get on and off at each station. But to build a limousine, to have the ride of your life, would be to invite people in. Give them VIP treatment. Understand what they want, where they want to be, who they want to network, building trust with the two of you, and having that limousine of maybe only 10 people that could really, together, you could achieve more than having that whole load of cards that's sitting on your desk, and which, when I go into a lot of people's offices, that's what they have.
So a couple things I love that you've said so far, and one of them is about your secretary. I think a lot of people get caught up, I call it two different things, but one of them is analysis paralysis. Like you said, they're overthinking, they're analyzing all this other stuff, and a lot of them have this fear of letting go of control, you know, hence having someone work with them because they're afraid of they're not doing it as well as they can or something, you know, they have to oversee them or whatever. And I find, you know, that one of the things that we teach people in organization and time management is we have to learn to give to others things that we may not do as well, and hourly wise or price wise, is it worth our time, and be willing to literally let go of that control and delegate. And hopefully knowing, you have to know, and that's the whole thing, that's why I say hopefully, our people get stuck in that hopefully, you have to know that you've trained that person to the best of your ability and to the standards that you would want them to actually carry out those tasks. And then you have to let them go and run with it. Otherwise, again, you're overseeing the minutia is actually taking away energy once again. So I think that's, I really love, and I actually love the title of the book as well. I think it's perfect. And then the second one, I love the fact that you actually talk about the differences, and I love the analogy between a bus and a limousine, is literally not just, like you said, coming, and I actually always, like you said, getting in and off. It's almost like they're going through instead of, so you know, it's going through the bus, if you will. And with a limousine, you really do have to take the time to get to know people and build those relationships. And like you said, inviting them in. So I think those are really valuable tools for the audience to actually really hear you, you know, talk about and listen to. I'm also really excited. I know you're going to be launching a new radio show, and it's going to be called Gene Connects, Simple Action for Growth. So what would you be talking about on your radio show?
Taking people back to the basics, giving them ideas and some tools on how to really maximize their networking, giving some tools about out-connecting. That's that website that is a great tool that's a relationship builder. So showing people how this tool could be to their benefit. I work with thousands of people across the country with this tool. It is also, I want to be able to interview people that have been in situations where they failed with follow-up and lost the deal, where they've had such great success because they took the time to maybe have 8 to 10 touches to make that business happen. And they, what ways did they do that? I'm going to share some ideas that I have that's opened doors. And I think over time, really find some extraordinary stories that I can bring to people that might resonate with them being in a slump or having a difficult time to move forward.
I think people hearing stories of other people's failures and successes is so important, because it's kind of like, I always tell everyone that there's always someone somewhere who in that very moment is waiting to hear exactly what you have to say, because we're all growing at different rates. We're all individuals. So one person may be hearing a story and they'll totally resonate with them. And for somebody else, they're like, oh, I already know that type of attitude, right? Or somebody else may be like, oh. So I love the fact that everybody, I don't care what walk of life we come from, what education we have, we are all teachers one another. So I think interviewing people and sharing stories and both parts, because everyone's gone through failure to get to a successful part in their life. And even when people are successful, it's not like they never have failures. They still do. It's just part of life, part of the journey, part of growth. So I really like what you're going to be doing, because I think it'll be really just a lot of education and inspiration and motivation that you'll be giving people in doing that. So I'm really looking forward to that. I know you love to write. What is next on your agenda in terms of writing?
Now, the third book in this series, which will be out the end of this year, is called Put Your Yes Face On. And it has to do with customer service, attitude, gratitude. I see so much in the business world today, and not just the business world, the retail world. The people are angry because the salesperson can't count the change. People don't take the time to help a person when they come into a situation. They're rude, they're on the phone, and the gal's trying to help them. What can we do different, or what stories can we tell? And I have some really great stories that I'm going to bring to the table about how to put your yes face on. Every day I feel grateful when I can put my feet on the floor, and I try to bring that attitude of gratitude to somebody every day. It could be a phone call saying, hey, sunshine, how are you doing today? Or, hey, what's going on? You know, we spoke a couple months ago. How can I help you? And I think we forget that sometimes. We're busy. The technology has taken over our world. And where can we stop and really help others and find that attitude of gratitude? I also have another book coming out. It's a children's book. And we're in the middle of deciding what age group it's going to be for. But it's going to be written for girls. And it's all about little Tweeter and her friends, how to build relationships and how to how to have those relationships grow and develop and be kind to other girls. I think girls have a bigger problem with this than boys in a lot of respect. And so I've decided to write this book, and I'm going to include my granddaughter's thoughts in it and some other young girls that between the age of 7 and 11.
Ooh, I love that. I think especially right now in today's society, with all the books coming out that show, and actually as a matter of fact, there's this huge kind of Twitter bashing because someone has put out a campaign with models, if you will, in bikinis, and it says, do you have your bikini body ready or something? And so actually on, I think it was Good Morning America or Today Show, I forget what show it was this morning or was it, I don't know, no, excuse me, yesterday morning, they actually created a hashtag for a new bodies, like in other words, model that not everyone needs to look like this, that women, mm-hmm. you know, every mm-hmm. body and every shape is beautiful. And so there's this huge thing on Twitter right now, and they're promoting this whole new hashtag. And they had people of, you know, different ethnicities, different walks mm-hmm. of life. And I just think because there's so much pressure on females for all sorts of reasons, and you're right, there's a lot of bullying, and especially at that age. There's so mm-hmm. much pressure to be perfect and gorgeous. And, you know,
absolutely.
So, yeah, I think that's great. I wish more people wrote books that were inspiring and empowering to, you know, both male and females.
Yes.
I think that's wonderful. It really is. The other thing I'd like to discuss, because a lot of people don't understand the power of speech and the power of communication, I'd love for you to share a little bit about your experience with Toastmasters, because I know one of the biggest fears is for people to stand on stage and speak. And then it doesn't necessarily have to be on stage. Some people are just afraid to even have networking conversations. They're just not comfortable being able to tell their story or pitch or learn how to pitch it. With it not really being a pitch, so to speak. So how, I'd love for you to share, how did you get involved with Toastmasters, and how has Toastmasters really helped you develop your message and your voice? And for, I guess hopefully by now you don't have a fear of speaking.
Well, I got involved with Toastmasters 21 years ago, and I saw an article in the local paper, and it said, "Come, learn to speak. Toastmasters," and it gave the group's name. Well, it was being held at a nursing home. I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know what this is all about. I walked in the door and there was a lobby and there was someone from Toastmasters there to greet me. And I walked into their lunchroom and they had all these tables. There were several senior citizens. They came in their little walkers and oh, it was grand. And I felt so warm and comfortable. It was something that I wanted to develop at that time. I had just gotten involved with Mary Kay Cosmetics, and knowing that I wanted to grow this business to be a sales director, I felt that it was very important to understand how to run a meeting and have eloquent speech. I got involved. It was a learning experience that really changed my life. It is the organization where you come together as a group. They have an agenda that's run the same way across the world. This is our 90th year that Toastmasters been around. And I feel so proud in Illinois right now. This is the 65th year that it's been in Illinois. I'm now in the part of Toastmasters where I've earned my Distinguished Toastmasters, that's only been earned by about 13,000 people around the world. It takes time and effort to earn this, but it's so worth it. I invite people to Toastmasters all the time. It helps you with communication, standing on your feet, even giving your 60-second commercial. It helps you with leadership because you can take a role at the meeting. You can be a leader of the club and you can be a leader of the district. So you can rise to all different places. And if you work in a job, it can help you with getting your career to the next level. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to have great skills in speaking. If you want to do a financial seminar or speak about your business or even working one-on-one with a cup of coffee, if you feel a little bit more sure and understand what your product and service is, now you're able to really present better. From Toastmasters, I'm now part of the National Speakers Association. I was invited in. It's a wonderful organization to take the sales and marketing of the speaking business to the next level. So that's how I got started. It's been fun.
I hear the similar stories all the time, and I have a lot of friends that are in, actually have started with Toastmasters and evolved onto the National Speakers Association, and some are still in both, and actually know a couple people that have gotten the Distinguished Award. So yeah, it is a fabulous organization, and I think it's really important for people to learn how to communicate and to speak their message, their passion, and speaking is just a beautiful tool. So I love people, because this is a podcast and a video, can you please tell everyone where they can find you?
You can find me at GeneConnects.com. That's my website, and it has all kinds of information. It has a bookstore on there, so if you're interested in buying the books or ebooks, you can find them right on my website. OutConnecting.com is the site for that relationship building tool, but that's also on that Gene Connect site too. I am a speaker, a corporate trainer, and also have developed different tools that I use to help with teams grow.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for spending time with me. And I missed our wonderful technical challenges earlier. It's always a joy. I love technology. So thank you for your patience. And as everyone knows, I put together an entire blog post, which will have the embedded video and have the embedded podcast with all of Jean's information. And I look forward to bringing you more valuable content next week. And I wish you a great day, everyone. Thank you again, Jean.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone.